Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively the Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Greetings, and God bless you, my precious brothers and sisters in Christ. The Holy Spirit has guided you to this video today because our loving Heavenly Father wants to reveal to you the incredible new possibilities and opportunities that He is about to unleash in your life. Rest assured, our God is a God of open doors, a God of new beginnings, and a God who delights in leading His children into a life of purpose, fulfillment, and divine destiny. He is the God who goes before us to make crooked places straight, the God who opens doors that no man can shut, and the God who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. In this powerful message, we'll explore the 10 unmistakable signs that God is about to open new doors of possibility and opportunity in your life. Through the wisdom of His Word and the testimonies of those who have experienced His supernatural guidance, you'll discover how God is aligning every aspect of your life to position you for the extraordinary plans and purposes He has in store. When we choose to trust in God's ability to guide us, even when our circumstances seem uncertain, we demonstrate our unwavering faith in the goodness and faithfulness of our God. He is the God who promises to direct our paths, the God who leads us beside still waters, and the God who delights in ordering our steps and bringing us into our divine destiny. So, if you've been feeling stuck, if you've been wondering what the future holds, this video is for you. And don't forget to share this life-changing message with those in your circle who may be in need of divine direction and new opportunities. Subscribe to this channel, leave a comment below, and give this video a like to help spread this transformative truth to even more people who need to be reminded that our God is a God who is always working to lead His children into a life of purpose and fulfillment. May the Lord bless you abundantly as you continue to seek His will, trust in His perfect plan, and step out in faith to walk through the new doors of possibility and opportunity He has in store for you. Remember, your current situation is not your final destination. Your uncertainty is not the end of your story, and your God is not finished leading you into your divine destiny. Keep believing, keep declaring His promises, and watch as He opens new doors before you and leads you into a life that will leave you in awe of His goodness and His power. Number one, when life takes an unexpected turn, it's easy to feel lost and confused. But in these moments of uncertainty, we must remember that God often works in mysterious ways, using divine detours to lead us towards His greater plan. Just as Joseph's journey from favored son to Egyptian slave seemed like a cruel twist of fate, it was actually God's intricate design to position him for greatness and save countless lives. These divine detours are not meant to derail us, but to redirect us towards opportunities we might have otherwise missed. They're God's way of opening doors we didn't even know existed, revealing hidden blessings and untapped potential within us. When we find ourselves on unfamiliar roads, it's crucial to look for the divine signposts guiding our way. These signs might come in the form of unexpected encounters, sudden inspirations, or even challenges that push us to grow beyond our perceived limits. God's detours often lead us to discover talents and abilities we never knew we possessed. Perhaps you've lost your job, only to find a passion for entrepreneurship. Or maybe a health setback has revealed your gift for encouraging others through their struggles. These seemingly negative circumstances can become the catalyst for positive transformation in our lives and the lives of those around us. As we navigate these unfamiliar paths, it's important to trust in God's timing and wisdom. His plans are infinitely more intricate and far-reaching than our own. What may seem like a delay or detour to us could be God's way of protecting us from unseen dangers or preparing us for future blessings. Remember, Noah didn't question God when asked to build an ark on dry land. His faith and obedience saved humanity. In these moments of uncertainty, we must cling to the promises of Scripture. Jeremiah 29:11 reminds us, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." This verse assures us that even when we can't see the road ahead, God has already mapped out our journey. These divine detours also serve to strengthen our faith and deepen our relationship with God. As we learn to rely on His guidance rather than our own understanding, we develop a more profound trust in His providence. Each unexpected turn becomes an opportunity to witness God's faithfulness and experience His grace in new ways. As we embrace these divine detours, we must remain open to new possibilities. God's plans often exceed our wildest dreams, but we need to be willing to step out of our comfort zones to receive them. Like Peter stepping out of the boat to walk on water, we're called to take bold steps of faith, trusting that God will support us even when the path seems impossible. Remember, every great biblical story of faith involves a journey into the unknown. Abraham left his homeland without knowing his destination. Moses led an entire nation through a desert with no clear route. David faced a giant with nothing but a sling and unwavering faith. These heroes of faith demonstrate that
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why my Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
God's greatest works often begin with a step into uncharted territory. So when you find yourself on an unexpected path, don't despair. Instead, look for the divine opportunities hidden within the detour. Seek God's guidance through prayer and His Word. Be open to new experiences and relationships that cross your path. And above all, trust that the God who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it, using every twist and turn to shape you into the person He created you to be. Number 2. When we pause to listen in the stillness, God's gentle voice can be heard, guiding us towards new horizons and unexpected blessings. In our fast-paced, technology-driven world, we often overlook the profound power of silence and solitude. Yet, it is in these quiet moments that the Lord often chooses to reveal His plans and open doors to new possibilities. Consider the story of Elijah, the great prophet who, after a mighty display of God's power on Mount Carmel, found himself alone in the wilderness. Exhausted and discouraged, he waited for the Lord's guidance. But God didn't appear in the wind, the earthquake, or the fire. Instead, He spoke in a still, small voice, a gentle whisper that renewed Elijah's spirit and set him on a new path. This biblical account reminds us that sometimes the most significant breakthroughs come not in the loud, obvious moments, but in the quiet spaces we create for reflection and communion with God. When we step away from the constant chatter of social media, the demands of our schedules, and the noise of our own anxious thoughts, we make room for the Holy Spirit to work in our hearts. In these moments of solitude, God often opens doors we never even knew existed. He might reveal a new passion or calling, igniting a flame of purpose within us that we hadn't recognized before. Perhaps He'll bring clarity to a decision we've been struggling with, illuminating a path forward that aligns perfectly with His will for our lives. Or maybe, in the silence, He'll simply fill us with a deep sense of peace and assurance, reminding us that we are loved, valued, and never alone. Creating space for solitude doesn't mean we need to retreat to a mountaintop or spend days in isolation. It can be as simple as waking up a few minutes earlier to sit in quiet prayer, taking a solitary walk in nature, or finding a peaceful corner in our homes where we can be still and know that He is God. The key is to approach these moments with an open heart and a willingness to listen. As we cultivate this practice of seeking God in the quiet, we may find our spiritual lives reinvigorated. The noise and distractions of the world often drown out the whispers of the Holy Spirit, leaving us feeling disconnected and spiritually dry. But in solitude, we can reconnect with the source of living water, drinking deeply from His presence, and finding our souls refreshed and renewed. Remember, dear friends, that God is always at work, even when we can't see or hear Him. Just as a seed grows silently beneath the soil before bursting forth in new life, so too does God often work in the hidden places of our hearts, preparing us for seasons of growth and fruitfulness. By creating space for solitude, we position ourselves to recognize and receive the new possibilities He is continually opening before us. So let us embrace these quiet moments, trusting that in the silence, God is speaking volumes. Let us approach our times of solitude with expectation, knowing that the Creator of the universe delights in revealing His plans to those who seek Him. And as we do, we may find ourselves stepping through doors we never imagined into a future filled with hope, purpose, and the abundant life that Jesus promised. Number 3. When we reflect on our past failures and wounds, it's easy to feel discouraged or defeated. But in God's economy, nothing is wasted. Even our deepest hurts and most embarrassing mistakes can become stepping stones to new possibilities and open doors we never imagined. Consider the story of Peter, one of Jesus' closest disciples. In his moment of greatest testing, Peter denied knowing Christ not once, but 3 times. Can you imagine the shame and regret that must have consumed him? Yet this very failure became the catalyst for Peter's transformation into a bold leader of the early church. Through Peter's brokenness, God cultivated a depth of compassion and understanding that would later enable him to minister powerfully to others struggling with doubt and fear. His personal experience of forgiveness and restoration fueled his passionate preaching about God's grace. This pattern repeats throughout Scripture and in the lives of countless believers. Joseph's years of unjust imprisonment prepared him to lead Egypt through famine. David's moral failures humbled him and deepened his reliance on God's mercy. Paul's violent past as a persecutor of Christians gave him a unique platform to proclaim the gospel's power to transform even the most unlikely individuals. God specializes in turning our messes into messages, our tests into testimonies. Those painful experiences you wish you could erase, they may be the very keys unlocking doors to new ministries, relationships, or opportunities for growth. Your struggle with addiction could equip you to support others battling similar demons. That business venture that failed miserably might teach you invaluable lessons that lead to future success. The key is allowing God to redeem our past rather than remaining trapped by shame or regret. This requires honesty about our failures, repentance where needed, and a willingness to vulnerably share our stories. As we do, we often discover that our wounds become wellsprings of empathy, our mistakes morph into hard-earned wisdom, and our struggles produce a resilience that can weather future storms. Moreover, embracing our brokenness keeps us humble and dependent on God's grace. It reminds us that our sufficiency comes from Him alone, not our own strength or perfection. This posture of humility and surrender creates space for God to work in unexpected ways, opening doors we may have thought forever closed. Remember, God's power is made perfect in our weakness. He delights in using imperfect, scarred vessels to showcase His glory. Your past failures don't disqualify you from future victories. They may be the very training ground preparing you for greater impact. So don't despair over your missteps or mistakes. Instead, offer them to God as raw material for His redemptive work. Ask Him to reveal the lessons, refine your character, and use your experiences for His purposes. Stay open to new possibilities, even in areas where you've previously fallen short. As you do, you may find that those old wounds become portals to newfound purpose. The very areas of your greatest pain could become platforms for powerful ministry. Your story of failure and restoration might be exactly what someone else needs to hear to find hope and healing. Trust that God is weaving all things together for your good and His glory. He is the master of fresh starts and new beginnings. In His hands, even your deepest regrets can become building blocks for a brighter future. So step forward in faith, knowing that your past does not define you. With God, every day holds the potential for new doors to swing wide open, leading you into the fullness of His plans for your life. Number 4. When we find ourselves in the midst of mundane tasks, it's easy to overlook the profound truth that God's grandest plans often germinate in life's ordinary moments. Consider Moses, a humble shepherd tending his flock in the wilderness. Little did he know that, on that seemingly unremarkable day, he would encounter the burning bush and receive his divine calling to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. This story reminds us that we must stay alert and attentive in our daily routines, for the repetitive task at work or the household chore we've done 1,000 times might just be the soil where God plants the seeds of extraordinary opportunities. The beauty of God's work lies in His ability to use the everyday as a canvas for the exceptional. He delights in surprising us, turning the mundane into the miraculous. Think about David, a young shepherd boy faithfully watching over his father's sheep. It was in those quiet moments on the hillsides that he honed his skills with a sling, skills that would later enable him to defeat Goliath and eventually become king of Israel. God was preparing David for greatness through the simple act of tending sheep. In our modern lives, we too can experience this divine intervention in the midst of our routine tasks. That report you're working on at the office might be developing skills you'll need for a future leadership role. The patience you're cultivating while dealing with difficult customers could be preparing you for a ministry opportunity. Even something as simple as organizing your home might be God's way of teaching you valuable lessons in stewardship and order that will serve you in ways you can't yet imagine. It's crucial to approach each day with a sense of holy expectation, recognizing that God can use any moment to reveal His plans for our lives. This doesn't mean we should constantly be looking for signs or forcing meaning onto every little thing. Rather, it's about cultivating an awareness of God's presence in all aspects of our lives and being open to His guidance, even in the most unexpected places. Remember the disciples going about their daily work as fishermen when Jesus called them to become fishers of men. Their willingness to see beyond the ordinary allowed them to step into an extraordinary journey with Christ. Similarly, we are called to see our daily work, no matter how humble or routine, as an opportunity for God to mold us and use us for His purposes. In practicing this awareness, we begin to see that there is no such thing as truly mundane work in God's economy. Every task, no matter how small, has the potential to be infused with divine purpose. The key is to approach our responsibilities with diligence, integrity, and a heart open to God's leading. As we do so, we may find that what we once considered tedious becomes a training ground for character, a platform for witness, or a stepping stone to new opportunities. As we navigate our daily lives, let us be encouraged by the words of Colossians 3:23-24. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. When we view our work and daily tasks through this lens, every moment becomes an opportunity to serve God and potentially step into the new possibilities He is opening before us. So embrace the mundane with a heart full of expectation. God is at work, weaving the tapestry of your life with threads of both the ordinary and the extraordinary. Stay faithful, stay alert, and watch in wonder as He transforms the everyday into pathways to new horizons and divine appointments. Your burning bush moment might be just around the corner, hidden in the folds of your daily routine. Number 5. When we consider the intricate tapestry of God's plan, we often overlook the seemingly insignificant threads that end up weaving the most beautiful patterns. One such thread is the power of unexpected alliances. those divine connections that God orchestrates to open doors we never even knew existed. Let's delve deeper into this profound truth. Throughout Scripture, we see countless examples of God working through unlikely partnerships to bring about His perfect will. Take, for instance, the story of Ruth and Naomi. Here was a Moabite woman, Ruth, from a nation often at odds with Israel, who chose to align herself with her widowed mother-in-law, Naomi. This act of loyalty, crossing cultural and religious boundaries, set in motion a series of events that would ultimately place Ruth in the lineage of Jesus Christ Himself. God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts higher than our thoughts. He delights in surprising us, in challenging our preconceptions about who can be used for His glory. That person you pass by every day, the one from a different background, with different beliefs or a different lifestyle, could be the very instrument God intends to use to unlock new possibilities in your life. Consider for a moment the vastness of God's creation. Just as He created an incredible diversity in nature, He has done the same with humanity. Each person you encounter carries a unique perspective, a set of experiences and gifts that you may not possess. By opening yourself to connections beyond your usual circles, you're allowing God to expand your horizons and enrich your life in ways you might never have imagined. These divine alliances often challenge us. They push us out of our comfort zones and force us to confront our biases and preconceptions. But it's in these moments of discomfort that God often does His most transformative work. As we embrace these unexpected connections, we find our worldview expanding, our empathy growing, and our understanding of God's love deepening. Remember, Jesus Himself was known for associating with those whom society deemed unworthy. He dined with tax collectors, spoke with Samaritan women, and touched lepers. Through these interactions, He not only changed individual lives, but also demonstrated the all-encompassing nature of God's love and the boundless potential of divine connections. So how can we practically open ourselves to these unexpected alliances? It starts with a willingness to see beyond surface-level differences. Pray for God to open your eyes to the potential in every person you meet. Cultivate curiosity about others' stories and experiences. Be willing to extend friendship and understanding, even when it feels uncomfortable or unconventional. As you do this, you may find that God begins to use you as a bridge builder, bringing together diverse groups of people for His purposes. You might discover talents you never knew you had, or find yourself involved in opportunities that once seemed far beyond your reach. These unexpected alliances can lead to new. Number 6. When we delve into the pages of forgotten dreams, we uncover a treasure trove of divine potential waiting to be rediscovered. God, in His infinite wisdom and perfect timing, often chooses to resurrect the aspirations we've long since laid to rest. Just as Sarah, in her old age, conceived a child against all odds, your abandoned ambitions might be on the cusp of a miraculous reawakening. Consider those dreams you once held dear, the visions that once set your heart ablaze with passion and purpose. Perhaps they were carefully penned in journals now gathering dust on forgotten shelves, or lovingly crafted onto vision boards that have faded with time. These dreams, though seemingly dormant, are not dead. They are seeds planted in the fertile soil of your spirit, waiting for the right season to sprout and flourish. God, the master gardener of our lives, knows exactly when to water these seeds with His grace and nurture them with His love. He sees the potential that lies within each unfulfilled aspiration, recognizing how they align with His greater plan for your life. Just as He called Lazarus forth from the tomb, He can call forth these dreams from the recesses of your heart, breathing new life into what you thought was beyond revival. This divine resurrection of dreams is not confined by age, circumstance, or past failures. Remember, in God's kingdom, there is no expiration date on purpose. Moses was called to lead at 80, Abraham became a father at 100, and Anna witnessed the Messiah in her advanced years. Your season of fulfillment may be just around the corner, regardless of how many winters have passed. As you reflect on these long-forgotten aspirations, allow yourself to feel the stirring of hope within. That subtle whisper, that gentle nudge towards what once seemed impossible. It's the Holy Spirit at work, preparing you for a new chapter. God is inviting you to partner with Him in bringing these dreams to fruition, to co-create a future that glorifies His name and blesses others. Take a moment to dust off those old journals, to unearth those vision boards from years past. As you revisit these testaments to your past hopes, pray for discernment. Ask God to reveal which of these dreams align with His will for your life today. Some may have been practice runs, preparing you for what's to come. Others might be the very calling He's been cultivating in you all along. Remember, God's timing is perfect, and His ways are higher than ours. What seemed impossible or impractical in the past may now be the very thing the world needs. Your unique experiences, the wisdom you've gained, and the faith you've developed over the years have all been preparing you for this moment of resurrection. As you embrace this season of reawakening, be prepared for God to expand your vision. He may take the seeds of your original dreams and grow them into something far greater than you ever imagined. Your desire to write a book might blossom into a global ministry, or your dream of helping a few might evolve into founding an organization that impacts thousands. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. Your forgotten dreams are not forgotten by God. They are preserved in His heart, waiting for the perfect moment to spring forth with renewed vigor and divine purpose. Number 7. When we embrace gratitude as a way of life, we unlock a divine power that can transform our circumstances and open doors we never thought possible. Through the lens of thankfulness, even the darkest situations can become gateways to new opportunities and blessings. Consider the powerful example of Paul and Silas in the Bible, imprisoned, beaten, and chained. Yet they chose to sing praises to God in their darkest hour. Their attitude of gratitude not only changed their perspective, but literally shook the foundations of their prison, breaking their chains and opening doors. This biblical account serves as a profound reminder that our thankfulness can be a catalyst for miraculous change. When we cultivate a heart of gratitude, we align ourselves with God's will and invite His favor into our lives. It's not about denying the reality of our challenges, but rather choosing to focus on the goodness of God despite our circumstances. Imagine viewing your life through a lens of gratitude. Suddenly, every experience becomes an opportunity for growth and blessing. That difficult coworker becomes a chance to practice patience and love. Financial struggles become an invitation to trust in God's provision more deeply. Even health challenges can be seen as opportunities to draw closer to the Lord and experience His healing touch. As we practice thankfulness, we begin to notice the small blessings we might have otherwise overlooked. The warmth of sunlight on our face, the kindness of a stranger, or the simple joy of a shared meal, all become reasons to praise God. This shift in perspective opens our eyes to the countless ways God is working in our lives, even when we can't see the big picture. Remember, gratitude is not just a feeling, it's a choice and a spiritual discipline. Even when we don't feel thankful, we can choose to give thanks. This act of obedience and faith often precedes the miracle. Just as Paul and Silas' praises preceded their deliverance, your thankfulness might be the key that unlocks your breakthrough. In challenging times, gratitude becomes a powerful weapon against discouragement and despair. It reminds us of God's faithfulness in the past and reinforces our hope for the future. When we thank God in advance for His provision and guidance, we demonstrate faith that moves mountains and opens doors. So let us commit to cultivating hearts overflowing with thanksgiving. Let every breath become a prayer of gratitude, every step an act of praise. As we do, we'll find ourselves walking through doors of opportunity we never knew existed, experiencing the abundant life God has promised. Our grateful hearts will become beacons of light, drawing others to the source of our joy, and opening doors for them to experience God's love as well. In this journey of gratitude, we'll discover that the most profound blessings often come disguised as challenges. Our thankfulness will transform obstacles into stepping stones, setbacks into setups for comebacks. Through the lens of gratitude, we'll see God's hand at work in every situation, guiding us towards His perfect plan for our lives. Number 8. When life seems to be closing in around you, remember that God is always at work, opening doors to new possibilities and opportunities in ways we might not expect. The story of Joseph in the Bible provides a powerful illustration of how God can use our trials to prepare us for greater things. Joseph's journey from favored son to enslaved servant to prisoner to eventual ruler of Egypt is a testament to God's intricate plan. Each step, even the painful ones, was crucial in shaping Joseph's character and skills. In the depths of a prison cell, Joseph learned patience, developed his gift of interpreting dreams, and honed his leadership abilities. These were precisely the qualities he needed to later manage a nation during a severe famine. God's most transformative lessons often come through trials. What feels like a setback may actually be a setup for something greater. The challenges you face today are not punishments, but rather divine classrooms where God is molding you for future purposes. Every difficulty, every disappointment, every delay is an opportunity to grow in faith, resilience, and wisdom. Consider how your current struggles might be preparing you for future blessings. Are you learning to trust God more deeply? Are you developing perseverance? Are you gaining new skills or insights? These are the building blocks of character that God uses to construct a life of purpose and impact. Sometimes, God closes one door to direct us toward a better one. What appears to be a loss might actually be God's protection, steering you away from a path that isn't His best for you. Trust that when God says no to something, He's actually saying yes to something far greater. God's timing is perfect, even when it doesn't align with our expectations. Just as a farmer must wait for crops to grow, we too must patiently allow God's work to unfold in our lives. The waiting period isn't idle time. It's a season of preparation. Use this time to draw closer to God, to study His Word, and to serve others. These seemingly small acts of faithfulness can lead to unexpected opportunities. Remember, God's ways are higher than our ways. He sees the full picture of our lives, while we only glimpse a small portion. What appears to be a detour might actually be a shortcut to your destiny. Trust that God is working all things together for your good, even when circumstances suggest otherwise. As you navigate life's challenges, maintain an attitude of gratitude and expectancy. Thank God for what He's doing behind the scenes. Look for the lessons in every experience. Be open to new possibilities, even if they don't match your original plans. God's creativity in opening doors often surpasses our limited imagination. Your current season, no matter how difficult, is not your final destination. Like Joseph, you may be in a pit or a prison right now, but God is preparing you for a palace. The skills you're developing, the character you're building, and the faith you're strengthening are all part of God's greater plan for your life. So take heart, child of God. Your trials are temporary, but the lessons you learn and the growth you experience will last a lifetime. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith. He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. Trust in His timing, His methods, and His love for you. Your breakthrough may be just around the corner, and when it comes, you'll be ready to step into the fullness of what God has prepared for you. Number 9. When Jesus spoke of childlike faith, He wasn't merely offering a quaint metaphor. He was inviting us into a profound spiritual paradigm shift. This perspective, rooted in curiosity and awe, has the power to transform how we perceive and interact with the world around us, especially when it comes to recognizing divine opportunities. Consider the story of young Samuel in the temple. He heard God's voice, but didn't immediately recognize it. His openness and willingness to listen, however, led to a pivotal moment in his life and in the history of Israel. This teaches us that God often speaks in ways we might not expect, and our role is to cultivate a heart that's ready to hear and respond. In our daily lives, we're surrounded by potential divine appointments and opportunities. But often, we're too caught up in our routines or preconceptions to notice them. By adopting a childlike approach to faith, we can break free from these limitations. Children are naturally curious, always asking why and what if. They see the world with fresh eyes, finding wonder in things adults might overlook. Imagine walking down a familiar street with this renewed perspective. That neighbor you usually nod to in passing? What if God is nudging you to strike up a conversation that could lead to a life-changing friendship or ministry opportunity? The abandoned building you drive by every day? Perhaps it's waiting to be transformed into a community center that will touch countless lives. This childlike faith doesn't mean being naive or abandoning wisdom. Rather, it's about combining the wisdom of experience with the openness to new possibilities. It's about asking, what if God wants to use me in this situation, instead of assuming we know all the answers? Think of how many times in Scripture God used unlikely people and circumstances to accomplish His purposes. Moses, a stuttering shepherd, became a powerful leader. David, the youngest son, became a king. A small lunch of loaves and fish fed thousands. God delights in surprising us and working through unexpected means. By cultivating this mindset, we position ourselves to see divine doors that others might miss. It could be a chance encounter that leads to a new career path, a random thought that sparks a revolutionary idea, or a small act of kindness that sets off a chain reaction of blessings. Moreover, this approach to faith can help us overcome fear and hesitation. Children are often fearless in their pursuits, unencumbered by the what-ifs that plague adults. When we trust God with childlike faith, we're more likely to step out of our comfort zones and into the adventures He has planned for us. Remember, God's ways are higher than our ways. What might seem impossible or illogical to us could be the very path He's calling us to take. By maintaining an attitude of why not instead of why, we open ourselves to divine possibilities that transcend human understanding. This doesn't mean every opportunity or idea is divinely inspired. Discernment is still crucial. But by approaching life with wonder and openness, we create space for God to work in unexpected ways. We become more attuned to His gentle nudges and whispers. In practical terms, this might mean starting each day with a prayer for divine appointments. It could involve deliberately breaking out of your routine to explore new places or meet new people. It might mean revisiting old dreams or passions you've set aside, asking God if now is the time to pursue them. Ultimately, embracing childlike faith is about trusting God's goodness and sovereignty. It's believing that He is constantly working for our good and His glory, even when we can't see it. It's about living with the excitement and anticipation that each day holds new possibilities for divine encounters and breakthroughs. So, as you go about your day, remember to look at the world through the eyes of faith. Be curious, ask questions, wonder what if, and most importantly, be ready to say yes when God opens a door, even if it's not the door you were expecting. For in those moments of childlike trust and obedience, we often find the greatest adventures and the most profound experiences of God's love and power in our lives. Number 10. When we open our hearts to serve others, God often reveals new pathways and possibilities we never imagined. The story of Tabitha, also known as Dorcas, in the book of Acts, serves as a powerful illustration of this truth. Tabitha was a disciple in Joppa, known for her compassion and good works, particularly in caring for widows. Her ministry of kindness and generosity had a profound impact on her community, so much so that when she fell ill and died, the entire town mourned her loss. But God had greater plans for Tabitha and those she served. The Apostle Peter was called to Joppa, and through the power of prayer and faith, Tabitha was miraculously raised from the dead. This extraordinary event not only restored a beloved servant to her community, but also opened doors for the spread of the gospel in ways that no one could have anticipated. Tabitha's story reminds us that when we dedicate ourselves to serving others, we align ourselves with God's heart and His purposes. It's in these moments of selfless giving that we often find ourselves at the intersection of divine opportunity and human need. As we extend kindness, offer support, or simply lend a listening ear to those around us, we create space for God to work in miraculous ways. Consider how your own acts of service, no matter how small they may seem, can be the catalyst for God to open new doors in your life and the lives of others. Perhaps it's volunteering at a local shelter, mentoring a young person, or offering practical help to a neighbor in need. These seemingly ordinary actions can set in motion a chain of events that lead to extraordinary outcomes. As you serve, remain attentive to the gentle nudges of the Holy Spirit. God often speaks to us through the needs we encounter and the burdens we feel for others. These promptings can guide us toward new opportunities for ministry, personal growth, and spiritual fulfillment. Your willingness to respond to these divine invitations can lead you down paths you never expected to travel. Moreover, as you faithfully serve others, you may find that God expands your sphere of influence. Like ripples in a pond, the impact of your kindness can spread far beyond your immediate circle. You might be surprised to discover doors opening to share your faith, use your talents in new ways, or take on leadership roles you never thought possible. Remember, too, that your act of compassion might be the key that unlocks someone else's miracle and your own destiny. Just as Peter's obedience to God's call led him to be an instrument of resurrection in Tabitha's life, your willingness to serve could be the conduit through which God performs wonders in the lives of those around you. As you continue to walk this path of service, remain open to the unexpected. God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts higher than our thoughts. The doors He opens may not always look like what we anticipate, but they invariably lead to greater purpose and fulfillment. Let your heart be encouraged by the knowledge that as you serve others, you are participating in God's redemptive work in the world. Your acts of kindness, your words of encouragement, and your willingness to go the extra mile are not just temporal good deeds. They are eternal investments in the kingdom of God. So step out in faith, embrace the opportunities to serve that cross your path, and watch with expectation as God opens doors to new possibilities and opportunities. Your journey of service may lead you to places you never dreamed of going, impacting lives in ways you never imagined possible. Trust in His guidance, lean on His strength, and be ready for the amazing adventures that await as you follow His lead in serving others. Heavenly Father, we come before You today with hearts filled with gratitude and hope. We acknowledge Your unwavering love, mercy, and faithfulness in our lives. We believe that You are the God of new beginnings, and we trust in Your divine plan for us. We thank You for the doors that You have already opened in our lives, and we praise You for the blessings that have come through them. We are in awe of Your power to create paths where there seem to be none, and we are grateful for the opportunities You have provided us. As we stand on the threshold of new possibilities, we ask that You continue to guide us and lead us in the direction You have ordained for our lives. We pray that You would open the right doors at the right time, and that You would close the doors that are not meant for us to walk through. Give us the wisdom and discernment to recognize the opportunities that align with Your will for our lives. We know that with every new door comes new challenges and responsibilities, but we trust in Your strength to carry us through. We pray for the courage to step out in faith, even when the path ahead seems uncertain. Help us to embrace change and to see it as an opportunity for growth and transformation. We ask that You would surround us with Your favor and blessing as we embark on new journeys. May Your grace and mercy go before us, preparing the way and making crooked paths straight. We pray that You would provide us with the resources, connections, and support we need to succeed in the ventures You have called us to. Above all, we pray that every new opportunity would be used for Your glory and for the advancement of Your kingdom. May our lives be a testament to Your goodness and faithfulness, and may we use the gifts and talents You have given us to make a positive impact in the world. We thank you in advance for the new doors that you will open and for the amazing things you will do in and through us. We trust in your perfect timing, and we surrender our plans and desires to you. May your will be done in our lives, now and always. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Dear friends, as we come to the end of this message, I want to encourage you to keep your eyes open and your heart receptive to the new possibilities and opportunities that God is bringing your way. Remember that He is the God of the impossible, the one who can make a way where there seems to be no way. He sees your potential, He knows your destiny, and He is working behind the scenes to open doors that will lead you into a brighter future. Just as He parted the Red Sea for the Israelites and opened the prison doors for Peter, He can and will make a way for you to step into your divine purpose. So, don't settle for less than God's best. Don't let fear hold you back. And don't allow doubt to cloud your vision. Keep pressing forward in faith. Keep trusting in God's plan. And keep taking bold steps towards your dreams. As you do, you will see the hand of God guiding your steps, opening doors of opportunity and favor that you never thought possible. You will experience the abundant life that Jesus spoke of when He said, "I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly." Remember, your Father in heaven has a great plan and purpose for your life, and He is leading you into a future filled with hope and possibility. So, keep your eyes on Him, keep your heart in tune with His will, and keep your feet moving in the direction of your destiny. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May He lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. And may you always remember that God is the one who opens doors that no man can shut, and that He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think. Keep believing, keep advancing, and keep walking through the doors of possibility that God is opening for you. Amen.